So Neil Baker, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. You've come away from Marsden Road with a 2-0 victory, and by all accounts that first half in particular was very impressive. What's your assessment of today's showing here?
Yeah, the result counts for nothing, Richard. Still, we have no points to play for at the moment, but what you want to see is a little bit of progress, and I think we've seen that today. Good organisation, again, that's two games in succession that we haven't conceded a goal, and to be fair, didn't concede many chances either. So I thought the organisation and the work rate of the players was good, and I thought today we had a bit more of the ball than we did against Stoke and looked more dangerous. Didn't keep the ball in periods of the game for long enough, but the players were saying the pitch was a little bit dry, and that's not an excuse, that's a reason. So no, we were fine with a lot to do, I think, still.
Was it pleasing that you got out the block so quickly, and there was only 37 seconds on the clock when Dan Trickett-Smith was lobbing Cameron Belford for 1-0?
Yeah, it was something we've spoke about with the pace that we've got up front, and particularly early on in the game, to play some balls in behind, get their back line dropping a little bit deeper, and then probably changing to play to feet. You know, they drop off a little bit more. We can play into feet a little bit more. So, yeah, I just thought we played too long, too often. Even in the second half, we played a lot of... We were playing, or they were playing 2v2 against Rob and Tom, which is dangerous to do. And I just thought we had too many and too straight.
We've seen the debut today of Tom Scully and Julius Endine. How do you think they did on their first appearances for the club?
Well, Julius actually played against Stoke, so it was his second game. I thought he was exceptional in the first half. At centre-half, he looks a real find. And then I wanted to have a look at him at left-back, because Louis rarely misses a game, but we haven't got somebody that can go out at left-back if needed. So that was the reason. You know, Keynes is fine and played most of the pre-season games, so I wanted to have a look at him. The two trialists we got, I wanted to have a look at them at centre-half. So, I think to not concede, even though we made three changes to the back four during the second half, I think is credit to them and to the goalkeeper.
And Tom Scully, how did he do coming on midway, well, at half-time, in fact?
Tom's a little bit behind the others because he's had a rib injury. So he's been forced to avoid contact, but I need to get him going, even if he doesn't make contact. I think he's shown us all today what a good footballer he is. Whether he's as good as Ross in defensive positions, I need to see more of him. But he's certainly one who's going to get on the ball and get us playing. So pleased with that. We're playing again Monday night, and I'll see a bit more of him.
Did have Rob Stevenson come off, and he was helped off the pitch. Any news on that, or was it just a precautionary measure to bring him off?
Yeah, that's all precautionary. You know, he's been away for a bit, needed to get him some game time. I thought he was good at times. He'll get better. I've said to the front too, we need to build up off them better, me or more often. But they're a real threat in behind, whether Jake, Tom, or Rob play up there.
Finally, in 14 days' time, you'd have completed your first game of the league season, and there will be points for ups for grabs. How much of this starting 11 have you got in your mind ready for witness?
Two-thirds of the way there. And also not absolutely sure how we're going to play, what formation. But I don't think that will matter a great deal, the formation, because most of the players know what's required and in those different formations and in those different roles. So no, I'm not too bothered about the system. The personnel will take care of itself in the next two games. They're important games for some of them to cement the place in the side.
Certainly. So you've got your Toxter on Monday, which was just announced, and then your old club crew, Alexandra.
That's right.
How much are you looking forward to seeing all faces from the Alex?
Yeah, very much so. I know most of the staff are coming over, so it'll be nice to see them and see how their pre-season has gone, and also there'll be a, I'm sure there'll be a few supporters coming over. So yeah, it's going to be a, it's going to be a good night. I shall enjoy it. I shall enjoy us playing well even more so, Richard.